the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden on Thursday unveiled several executive actions intended to address gun violence, which he called a blemish on the nation. Biden had promised to take common sense steps to curb gun violence, and pressure has mounted on him to do something in the wake of several recent deadly mass shootings. Well, he took to the Rose Garden on Thursday before an audience of lawmakers and Americans touched by gun violence. Biden's executive actions call for restricting ghost guns, those made with parts and instructions available online and are currently untraceable.
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment.
He said nothing he was proposing threatened the Second Amendment right to own firearms, but he also called on Congress to take bigger steps, such as banning assault weapons or increasing requirements for background checks. Biden's announcement came in the midst of a spate of mass shootings in South Carolina, Georgia, and Colorado among them. Yet another shooting, this one in Bryan, Texas, a small town near Texas A&M University, happened within hours after Biden spoke. Police say a suspect is in custody after a shooter opened fire at a local custom cabinet business on Thursday, shooting at least six and killing one before fleeing. Four of the victims remain in hospital in critical condition. The shooter, believed to be an employee of the cabinet shop, was arrested and charged with murder. Speaking of murder, a world-renowned pulmonologist, Dr. Martin Tobin, testified at the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin that George Floyd died from a lack of oxygen caused by spending minutes pinned to the ground with Chauvin's knee on his neck. Dr. Tobin, quite possibly the most compelling witness to take the stand so far, wrote the book considered the Bible about the mechanics of breathing. Chauvin's defense attorneys are arguing that Floyd likely died of a drug overdose, but Tobin said that any healthy person would have died handcuffed and restrained as Floyd was.
You see his knuckle against the tire. And to most people, this doesn't look terribly significant. But to a physiologist, this is extraordinarily significant. So he's using his fingers and his knuckles against the street to try and crank up the right side of his chest. This is his only way to try and get air to get into the right lung.
Well, a record 18,890 teens and children without parents arrived at the Mexican border trying to get into the United States in March alone. Authorities took a total of 172,331 migrants into custody during the month, which was the busiest at that border in nearly 20 years. And this after news broke that the Biden administration appears to be spending about $60 million a week or more to house more than 16,000 migrant teenagers and children in DHS shelters. And the costs are going to rise. Now into the creepy files. An associate of Congressman Matt Gaetz, you know, Florida man, former Seminole County, Florida tax collector Joel Greenberg, appears to be speaking with prosecutors in an ever-widening sex trafficking case. After a Thursday meeting, Greenberg's defense attorney said, quote, "I am sure Matt Gaetz is not feeling very comfortable today." Greenberg has been charged with sex trafficking of a minor, stalking, bribery, and defrauding the pandemic-related PPP program. A Justice Department investigation into whether Gaetz had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl and paid for her travel developed from Greenberg's case. Matt Gaetz, one of Donald Trump's biggest supporters, has denied he ever had sex with a 17-year-old or paid for it. All right, then. So have you been jabbed yet? As of Thursday, nearly 20% of people in the United States had received full coronavirus vaccinations. About 80% of K through 12 teachers have received a vaccine dose. The latest figures show that the U.S., like other relatively wealthy nations, including Britain, Chile, and Israel, is making rapid progress toward protecting people from a pandemic that's killed almost 3 million people worldwide and 560,000 here in the U.S. alone. COVAX is a World Health Organization-backed group pushing for equitable vaccine distribution. They hope to get enough doses to cover up to 20% of the populations in participating countries by the end of the year, but worry it might fall short. Meanwhile, Dr. Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, is expressing concern over the, quote, disturbingly high level of daily new coronavirus infections here in the U.S. He noted that deaths and hospitalizations are falling, but that the daily number of cases, now hovering around 60,000, is, quote, disturbing. And a new warning from the CDC, this time not about COVID. Rochelle Walensky, the new CDC director, on Thursday issued a statement declaring racism a, quote, serious public health threat. CDC is now the largest federal agency to make such a proclamation. Rochelle Walensky said, confronting the impact of racism will not be easy. I certainly hope you will lean in and join me. Well, somebody who's not learning any of this is Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, who announced on Thursday that he was going to sue the CDC to demand that they let cruise ships come into Florida again. The CDC is recommending against cruises due to what it says is a high risk of infection on board. Royal Caribbean and Disney announced this week that they would extend suspensions until June. DeSantis said the industry should be allowed to start sailing again immediately, citing fake information. Did you expect anything else? A new report by the Inspector General of the U.S. Capitol Police reveals that there were even more security failures leading up to the January 6th Capitol insurrection than previously assumed. Capitol Police officers had expired ammunition and reflective shields. They also received, but didn't appear to take advantage of, a warning about a map of the tunnel system under the Capitol weeks before the insurrection, and did nothing. The inspector general is expected to testify on Capitol Hill next week about the report and his findings. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors are beginning the process of cutting guilty plea deals with some of the Capitol riot defendants, which could start bringing some of the hundreds of cases to a close. In labor news, vote counting is underway in a big union election at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama. This union drive, conducted by the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, is the largest effort by U.S.-based Amazon workers to unionize ever. About 6,000 workers were eligible to vote, and the stakes are high for both sides. A successful union drive could encourage similar efforts around the country, potentially changing how Amazon works with many of its 950,000 U.S.-based employees. Amazon, of course, loudly opposes this effort, which could turn off some employees and local politicians. But now, a mailbox recently installed outside of this Bessemer, Alabama location. Union supporters are bracing for a loss as the ballots are being counted. As of Thursday night, the no votes led the yes votes 1,100 to 463. And finally, breaking news from the UK Friday morning, where Buckingham Palace announced that Prince Philip is dead at the age of 99. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.